Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
What is going down, you freaks?
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Mike, I wouldn't say you ripped me off, but it's in the same vein.
He paid homage.
Yeah, I'm the Cracked magazine to Mad Magazine.
Oh, okay. Hey, Cracked never did a parody of Mad. They should have. Or vice versa.
They were. The whole thing was a parody.
Yeah, that's true.
Paradiso, if you ask me.
Stop it.
Mike.
Yes?
Stop.
Hammer Time. Oh, God. Remember him? Remember those pants we all had to wear? We loved them. We loved the Hammer Dance.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that we all wore those pants.
Oh, I called my parents. I said, all the pictures you have of me, my Hammer pants, burn them.
I agree, but I will say, when I see MC Hammer pop up in a commercial, ironically, it makes me laugh so hard.
I get that stuff. Well, he's still so too legit to quit.
I get that stuff. Yeah, I get that stuff. I get that humor.
Whatever I meant like, whatever the product is, I will buy it.
I'll buy it too.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Skids?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is Skids?
I think they were like Hammer pants, but they were just like sweatpants that would be like plaid, and the patch on the butt said Skids.
Yeah,
I had a little other things going on my butt with the Skids involved.
Yeah, I bet. It
was a skid heavy area back there.
Yeah, it wasn't just it wasn't a childhood trauma for me. It's lifelong.
I took a big swing with some Skids brand pants one time where I had a bunch of those, and they were like pajama pants. Kind of skatery, more maybe a little bit grungy, but I went to Marshall's and I bought a pair that was like two-tone, where one leg was denim and the other leg was plaid, and then on the back reversed. And cool. I remember wearing those. I went to like a family wedding and I wore them like as my fancy pants.
That's so wild. Like, first of all, it's nice to know that there's a precedent for all those crazy pants I'm seeing at like Urban Outfitters or whatever, where like one leg is red and the other one is denim.
Yeah, a real great precedent.
Yeah, well, they were probably scouting styles at this Montreal wedding.
That one wedding you went to.
Were these pants, Tim, like, did they have like a belt loop? Like, were they that style of pant? I'm picturing something kind of like pretty almost like pajama-y, right?
Pajama-y, but then they did have elastic at the bottom and held tight to your ankles.
My mom made me a pair of Skids. And
Michael, you'll be as good as those kids.
Yeah. I could make those. No, but I want them to be bought for me. No. And they were humongous. Like, they were way too big for me. And I was like, all right, I'll wear these.
So the thing with Skids was the patterns, right? Like,
yeah,
they were off the wall.
And they all look like fruit stripe gum. Uh-huh. Or like a Huffy bike or like a Nickelodeon jet ski.
Do you remember Levi's Big Jeans?
No.
It was like big their brand. Jeans? Big Jeans, yeah.
Like trying to be like Jenko's?
Yeah, they weren't that big. Like, they were just a little like baggier. That weren't like, over the top. The song from the commercial pops in my head every once in a while. And it was like, living large with those big jeans, you're living large. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Am I losing it completely? A little too much quarantine time.
I remember was it Levi's? This was after that. This was maybe in high school or like 2000. It was like hard jeans. Levi's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
where it was like,
that rings a bell.
Good luck getting into these jeans.
Yeah, these yeah. ones will hurt your knees.
Where are you?
Yeah. Good luck bending your knee in these, man.
You jackass.
Hey, this is some personal news before we get into some booze news.
Oh, some use news.
I'm looking at getting a pedal board, putting together a pedal board.
Oh, for the rock and roll side.
Yeah, yeah. For my rock career.
Yeah, there's the podcast doing very well, great podcast. And there's the rock and roll side also doing very well, very popular.
Oh yeah, the band is doing so good.
Yes, Cerritos.
Yeah, Jeff. Here's the cool thing about the pedal board. Uh-huh. It's not only fun to buy the pedals. You get to have a lot of fun arranging your board. Oh, I might bypass this. No, maybe I'll bypass that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what do I put first? Is it the compressor first?
Do I get fuzzy with most of my songs? I'll keep that pretty close.
But now, there's so many sizes. Like, there's a brand that everybody uses called Pedal Train. Yeah. And you can make your own if you're cool and stuff. But I'm going to try and, like, do the standard thing. If you add 2 inches in any direction, they have a size for that. So it's like you can do like 20
we
inches.
We have a size for that.
22 inches, 24 inches. It's a little.
Dude, go 10 feet. Fill the whole stage with that board.
Yeah.
I want you running up and down that board like Tom Hanks in Big Dancing on the Piano.
What an iconic scene, God. Would it be safe to say, Jeff, that if you told Ozzy Osbourne, or if Ozzy Osbourne was going to tell us this news, he'd say, hey, guys, Jeff's thinking about buying a pedal train.
Yeah, it's safe to say.
Safe to say. Safe to say.
Yeah, I don't feel any sort of like inherent risk involved with saying that.
No, I think that's fine.
Safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet. Well, he's going to say that.
Jeff, bring us along on your pedalboard journey. Give us check-ins. Let us know how it's going.
Sure. And hey, follow us on social media if you want to see some Instagrams of my pedalboard in progress.
Ooh. Oh, I love social media. Guys, you got to check us out on social media. It's like probably one of the best places to see our tweets.
It's a great way. Yeah, it's a great way to share tweets and photos and thoughts and upcoming events.
Well, shall we get into some booze news?
Hit it!
I like that idea very much.
Booze news, breaking news, the only news that I consume with a twist of lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Booze news.
How do I know this? What is this?
The captain, Jose, Jack, and Jim off to storm the Capitol again. I will sit right down waiting for the gift of double vision.
Ooh, a bridge in a theme song.
Ooh, wow.
This is nice. Yeah. It's very calm.
I will sing waiting for the gift of double vision.
It is calm.
Double. Yeah. Oh, double vision because you get drunk.
Sorry, what?
This was just you what?
Bitch and shits, it sounded like.
Oh, okay. I thought it was fish and chips.
You fish and chips. Booze news sent to us by Bad Liver Piss. I love that it was an original composition, just a song with a melody and everything. But yeah.
No, that's a Bowie thing.
Oh, that's a Bowie?
Oh, is it?
That's like a Bowie
He was doing
song.
Kind of a Bowie voice. That makes sense.
But is that a Bowie melody?
Yeah.
The fuck?
If you know the song, tweet it at us.
I'm familiar with David Bowie had a song about the Bud Light out of office pack.
Yeah.
Yes, right? That do ring a bell. That does ring a bell. He was, what's this person's name?
Oh, Bad Liver Piss.
Bad Liver Piss sounds like he was doing the thing we've all done where you're trying to sing a song in your apartment. So you're kind of like,
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
About booze news. You're trying to like get soulful and get big with it, but your neighbor is on the other side of your wall.
You don't want to be embarrassed. I know.
But that could have just been a levels thing.
I've been there.
Who knows? Been there.
I've been there, and I like when the vocal level's up high and the backing track is low so you can hear some of the breaths between the lines.
I like when I'm yelling a stupid song for this podcast, and I don't think anyone's home at my neighbor's apartment, and I hear like them put a glass down. I'm like, oh, they've been dipping there the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, Bad Liver Piss. We love it. Michael, you've got some booze news. Share it.
I've got some booze news. This is exciting stuff. Now, we've all had Natural Light.
Yeah, Natty Light, I call
cheapest,
it.
Cheapest, yes. Wateriest beer on the market. Mm-hmm. They have a new product that is malt liquor, but not in a liquid state. It is frozen.
Okay, Mike.
Introducing the new Natural Light Natterday's Strawberry Lemonade and Pineapple Lemonade Popsicles.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay.
I'm into it.
This is something you're going to be, you know, getting your tongue on near the beach, out in the sun, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And how much? They're spiked, huh?
Spiked. Oh, of course.
And they are, what's the ABV?
8 ABV, but the volume of each one is about like a third of a beer.
Hmm.
Huh. Oh, because it's a small pop.
Yeah. So have you ever had those Natterdays? I've never had a Natterday.
People like them.
I had the Natterday, and it's good.
It's their hard seltzer, right?
Yep. It's a great name.
Wait, Tim, you're saying you had one?
I had the Natterday. They have two. They have one that's just called like their hard cider, and then I don't know what specifically makes one a Natterday, but I had a cherry lime one that kind of reminded me of a cherry lime Ricky. It was very good.
Hmm. Now, as part of the promotion for this thing, Natural Light is bringing back its paid intern program. I just am reading this off a website. I didn't know they had a paid intern program. And they're looking for someone to help launch new Natterday frozen icicles and run a traveling lemonade shack.
The three of us. We should do it.
I know. To be determined destinations in June. It's $40 an hour plus up to $25,000 in bonuses.
$40 an hour for an internship. That's a good internship.
Yeah. So applications are being accepted on social media. Interested candidates need to post a sell us a Natterdays 30-second sales pitch video using hashtag Natty Intern Contest. So do that out there.
Yeah. We should get a slop head driving out.
I would love if a slop head was, that would be great.
Did you guys ever know anybody who had one of those like amazing college internship type things? Like people who were brand ambassadors for like Red Bull or Sega or whatever?
Yeah, I did both. I did those.
I had a really good one in within the entertainment business. For a summer, I was Marlon Brando's assistant, and I had to cut open his shit anytime he ate change to make sure it passed through his system correctly.
But it had already passed through.
Okay, now is there a thing about Marlon Brando eating shit, eating change?
I don't know. Hey, I had to think fast on that one.
Okay, but no real ones. No real.
No real ones. You know that we interned, me and Mike interned together at Craig Kilborn's Late Late Show, and you know this.
That's right. And you know we did the sticky walk anytime he was coming up behind us and we wanted to slow down so we could have him pass us in the hall.
Yeah, well, we don't need to tell you about the sticky walk we did.
And say, good show. And then he wouldn't hear us and he kept walking.
And you know that I took a whiz next to Kevin Smith. Why are we even talking about this?
And you know I stood next to Kevin Garnett and was amazed by how tall he was.
Yeah, because you would think he'd be short.
He's short, right, as a pro basketball player.
Timothy. You got that booze news?
I got a little bit of booze news here that was a little bit of a curveball. This is not your typical booze news. This is basically the story here is that I remembered something. Just boom. Something struck me and I said,
story
I got to tell.
Tim's synapses are snapping.
Yeah, I could leave it at that and just let you guys know that I remembered something. But okay, so you know, when during the Cosmo episode and during the Harvey Wallbanger episode, we talked about Fern bars and how they were the singles bars of the 70s. Yes. And we said it all started with TGI Fridays. The original one on the Upper East Side of Manhattan was a singles bar. And then eventually over the decades, it just spun off to be a family restaurant. That's that. We knew that. I put it out of my mind. I never wanted to think about it ever again. Then a couple nights ago, I was laying in bed and suddenly I had a revelation and I put my synapses were firing. You were right about that. And I connected some dots and I said, wait a second. Did you guys ever see a mid 20 teens TGI Fridays commercial starring our friend Echo Kellum?
No. When was it? Mid 2015?
If he was doing a commercial, he's kind of a big star now. So maybe 2015 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a commercial I remember watching where he's a bartender and he says, he's looking right at the camera And he's like, well, I got you your burger. I got you your beer. Anything else is up to you.
Ooh. Oh, that kind of rings a bell.
And I remember making a note of it because it was like, hey, there's Echo. Cool. He's great. Uh-huh. But then I don't know why. I was laying in bed the other night and that commercial popped in my head. And I was like, oh, wait a second. I think that that was like a sexy commercial. Like they were trying to, they were maybe in the mid 20 teens bringing back the sexy factor.
Like this is a social scene where there's like, this could be a launch pad for fun.
Yeah. Anything
stuff.
Goes.
Like, you
whatever
know,
you want.
Yeah. You come here for the food and drink, but it's the other people and the hanging out you want to be a part of.
Right. And they can't, a brand like this can't come right out and be like, hey, hook up and get laid here. But they want to imply it. So I went looking for the ad and I couldn't find Echo's ad, but I found another one from the same campaign so that you could get a sense of it. And here I'm sending you guys the link in the chat or in your emails. And it's 30 seconds. If we say 3, 2, 1, play, want to watch it together?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so let's
only if you say 3, 2, 1, play.
Three, two, one, play. And then we press play on play.
No, hit play on two, and then we'll keep counting down the rest of the way. Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
Like those pot stickers, huh?
Happening.
See? Here's your bruschetta pasta. Now, what else can I get you?
Oh my God.
Oh, he's looking right at the camera when he says that.
Now yeah.
Fridays, that burger looked good.
Hands reaching for food.
Pick two for just $10. Anything else? Well, that's your call.
Ooh.
See those eyes?
Seductive.
This guy wants to fuck me.
Two. The guy wants two for maybe a date.
The bartender's taking pictures of the girls. Oh yeah. See, they're trying.
That's
is
funny.
A meetup spot.
Yes. And they're just kind of like, there's like a sexy lady kind of like readjust herself on a stool. Just like, ooh, I'm going to sit this way.
I need to look good here because this is a hookup spot now. It's TGI Fridays.
I didn't like the suggestive, the opening line of like, what else can I get you? It was a little bit like,
yeah,
can I help you with some dick?
How about my hard wing? It's kind of funny because
I want the drink I ordered. I'd like to leave here without tipping
and showing big, juicy burgers and stuff is funny to get it. Make it. Yeah. It's like kind of the George Costanza thing of like drinks and food and sex all together.
It's also like eat our shitty food that makes you have diarrhea immediately and then come out of the bathroom and find a date.
Well, they're probably hoping that we're all fecal freaks. I just thought it was funny. The three of us have done a lot of work on like branded comedy videos. So we've seen behind the curtain of like how brands have product briefs,
how they think of themselves.
Yeah,
it's cool. It is.
And how they, it's awesome. The way that like I wrote a song for Cheez-Its when it was like, Cheez-Its eaters, they're bold. They don't follow the trends. They want real cheese. And you could just feel the meeting and like the PowerPoint presentation behind this. And I just don't know. When I saw it on TV, I don't know if any of it came across to me, but I like thinking that they were going to re-enter the single scene.
Subliminally, it did. Is the original TGI Friday still up on the Upper East Side?
I don't know. I'm going to guess no. But that's just a guess.
Well, Tim shot awake and remembered something in bed. I had that happen to me just the other day when we did the Josie and the Pussycats blowout that happened earlier this week. I was, the morning we were recording that, I shot up in bed and I was like, I fucking forgot to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's happened to me.
And I was like, for the past all weekend, I had nothing to do and I could have watched that movie 10 times over, but I was like, I got to do that today.
It's so humiliating. I have this a lot, like, and I confess it to Jessica that like, when I have that feeling like, oh fuck, I have work to do. And then I remember how stupid my work is. That it's just like, oh my God, I'm really like under the wire here at work. I got to watch this 90 minute romp.
But it was like a feeling of like, I can't let Tim and Jeff down.
Yeah. Right. You wouldn't be letting us down. You'd be letting the patrons down.
Yeah, the patrons.
I'd be letting the patrons. I'd let myself down. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the day where I wake up and the episode didn't get uploaded the night before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's just like, I wake up to a bunch of tweets being like, hello, where's the pod?
Hello, shithead.
Hello, McFly. For the people who are not patrons, be a patron and get on over there. That was a good episode, that Josie and the Pussycat.
Damn. That was great.
The movie.
Damn.
I think that's it for the boozy newsy.
Wrap it up.
Do 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 do.
Ba da ba ba ba.
That should be the new out. And that's booze news. Ba da ba ba ba.
You're loving it. Well, 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 look at us now. We're hot shots. We just covered booze news. We're done with the podcast. Wrong. Absolutely wrong if you're listening right now. We're getting into the drink of the day.
Ooh.
Today's drink of the day, say it with me, the Singapore Sling. Oh, the Singapore Sling. You had?
Yes.
I think so.
You had.
At Good Luck, right? Did they have one?
Yeah, they had their own take. They had the Beijing Sling, but it was very similar. I think it counts.
Well, it's a sling.
And they have it at the Tiki T. They have the Singapore, which is also their own little take.
Right. Ah. I didn't know it was like a tiki drink. I had always in my head just thought of it as a, I don't know what I thought of it as. Maybe like a, make it like a kind of a brandy-ish thing, like a whiskey drink.
It has, it's tiki, its reputation around the tiki bar scene is that like, it's part of the tiki stable, but you know, actually, it actually predates the tiki ones. And so that, I mean, it kind of stands out because it's gin. So
yeah.
In a tiki menu that's all rum, this is just known as the gin drink.
Yeah, I'm excited to try this. It's got a cool little backstory. This might be one where there are like, oh, but it was actually talked about in a book much earlier than this, but who cares?
Sure.
It's a better story. So Singapore at one time was an English colony. This is in like the early 20th century. Huh. And at this place called the Long Bar in Raffles Hotel, a lot of people would come here. This was like Charlie Chaplin would go to Singapore or maybe specifically this hotel. Charlie Chaplin and Somerset Maugham. And who's the other person that struck
I'll tell you,
my
can I
stop
right there? Chaplin cracks me up, man. The stuff that
yes.
very physical.
Yeah.
He kind of leans a yes. little more on the physicality.
Yeah, I'm like a Buster Keaton guy, but keep going, Mike.
Okay, this is great. Let's talk about it later at length. Who was the other person? Noel Coward was the person I was trying to think of.
Noel Gallagher.
So continue. People would go out, they'd like sit on the veranda of the Long Bar. They'd be drinking their drinks. The men would, and it was customary that the women were not allowed it in that time, customary that they wouldn't drink in public. So a bartender at the Long Bar here at Raffles Hotel, this is 1915. His name is Nyam Tong Boon. And he saw this and he decided to make a special cocktail where no one would know that they're drinking alcohol.
Okay, ooh, sneaky
kind of
bean.
Sneaky.
A little sneaky.
So, and he called it the Singapore Sling.
Hell yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of a sling, like a gin sling?
No.
I know that slings are in the same way that it's like there's a whole bunch of fizzes and there's a whole bunch of punches.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Sling is one of those, but I don't know what makes a sling a sling.
Sling, people think it comes from the German word schlingen.
Schwing.
And a schlingen, I guess, means to gulp or swallow hastily. So it's something you kind of sling back into your face.
Hey, yeah. All right.
I'm going to do some schlingen.
But a sling, a gin sling, like the traditional basic gin sling, is a 2 ounces of gin, tablespoon of sugar, a handful of ice, and freshly grated nutmeg. So that's pretty simple.
Oh.
Huh.
But the Singapore sling that we're going to deal with today is, we're talking an ounce of gin, a half ounce of cherry liqueur, 4 ounces joie de pineapple, pineapple juice, half ounce joie de lime juice, 1/4 ounce of Cointreau,
yeah.
Another 1/4 ounce of Dom Benedictine, which I've never heard of before. I haven't, yeah. But I never heard of.
I got a lot of thoughts.
And then 1/3 ounce of grenadine. And a dash of Angostura bitters, which we all have.
Yeah.
Pour all the ingredients to a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Love this. Shake it well. Strain into a highball glass. Garnish not with an orange, but with a pineapple and cocktail sherry.
Hmm. So wait. Served up. No ice.
Yes.
Really? What?
That's what this thing says. It's strained into a highball glass. Although this picture we have found.
Every picture has it in a big hurricane glass, and I was excited to use that.
I'm going to use
it. Yeah.
I'm using it.
Go for it. Go for it. I say
and
go
you know
for
what?
It.
I'm putting ice in there too, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. I think go for it. Let me just take one.
Yeah, I'm looking at pics now.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing with and without ice, but More
okay,
ice.
So you're not crazy. I'm seeing a lot of ice here too. That's a nice tropically looking drink. That looks like it's pink.
Ooh, it looks good.
It looks like one of these. Oh, it looks like it's kind of foamy on top. I think hopefully the shaking makes it foamy.
That could have just Unless been fish little... piss that got in there by accident.
Oh shit! Yeah. Well, it is liquid and fish. That's where fish live.
Yeah.
Hmm. The Singapore Sling. Now we talked about this pre-pod cherry liqueur.
Oh boy!
All right,
what? Hey, heck, in it, what is
when
that?
When you just casually read in the rundown of ingredients, you see cherry liqueur, and your guys like us who say, we got maraschino liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
Mike has maraschino juice.
Juice?
Mm-hmm. Are you referring to that, or do we have to go out and buy a whole different thing?
Yeah, because the grocery store doesn't have cherry liqueur.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody does.
And you go on every site and it's like, what is cherry liqueur? Can I use Luxardo? Can I use, I don't know, anything else? Aperol Spritz. And it's like, wow, everything can be switched for everything. I was like, what the hell?
I do hate that when people go down too far down the road of switching variants. But so we were confused and we said, hey, let's turn to the big dogs. So we put in a call and we got back this voicemail. Hit it.
Hey, sloppy boys. Jack Schramm, your favorite internet bartender here.
Hey.
So happy that you reached out to me with this question. The Singapore Sling is one of my all-time favorite tropical drinks. Absolutely delicious, even if most people put way too much pineapple juice in it.
Oh, boy.
All right. The specific question is about cherry liqueur and which one to use.
Yes.
So in this case, for this cocktail, the product that the recipes are referring to is called Cherry Hearing. Mm. Which is a combination of neutral grain spirits macerated with fresh cherries and a combination of spices. It's like 21% alcohol, so definitely on the lower ABV end of the spectrum. A lot sweeter than maraschino. So basically the difference between cherry hearing, maraschino, and cherry brandy, or Kirsch, or Kirschwasser, depending on which cherry brandy you're using, is the cherry hearing is going to be the sweetest by far. It's also going to have the most acid, like it has the brightest cherry flavor of the three. The maraschino is going to be in the middle in terms of sweetness, but have the most botanical character
and
be the sort of that like. Weird, dusty, dirty bitterness that works really nicely in some drinks,
ashy,
but I don't think it would be a good fit
for
the Singapore Sling. You want that fruit-forward character. And then Kirschwasser, the German cherry brandies, are going to be the driest by far, sometimes unsweetened, absolutely delicious, but I would say probably not right for this application. That said, if you don't want to go out and buy a bottle of Cherry Hearing because you're only going to use it to make Singapore Slings and the occasional Blood and Sand, even though that's one of the worst cocktails of all time, but we can talk about that on a later episode. I would say that use a little bit more grenadine and maybe just a scotch less of the maraschino that you already have, and the drink will turn out just fine.
Hell yeah.
Another pro tip, Alwadi brand pomegranate molasses as a way to bump up the flavor profile of, hopefully you're not using a rose as a grenadine. And
whoops.
Mike, if I find out that you put that bright red, terror juice from a bottle of commercial maraschino cherries, I'm calling the IBA. I'm having them come to your home. Your tins will be taken from you.
No,
your jiggers will be confiscated. They're going to unspool all the springs on your Hawthorne strainers, and you will not be allowed to make cocktails again. Please do not put that garbage juice in a drink again.
All right.
Thanks, sloppy boys.
No, thank you, Schrammer. Thank you. So, first of all, I don't own a Hawthorne strainer, bud.
Good luck unspooling the springs.
Messing with my stuff. I'm getting it from all angles here. I'm getting it from text on the Discord and now audio smackdowns.
Oh, yes. All mediums.
I've had enough of it. All medium.
So the takeaway, that was a lot of info, but Tim, you said that when you went to Cap and Cork, our local specialist, you saw all these in real life.
I saw all this and it was very helpful because the Kirschwasser looks like a cherry schnapps that's clear and you see it a lot. And he said that one's Delicious, but too dry for this. Don't do it. And then I saw the cherry hearing that he mentioned. And then
I saw it.
and then I also considered doing what he recommended, which is just use a little bit of our normal Luxardo Maraschino and then a little bit more of the grenadine to make up for it. But I like cherry stuff and I didn't mind shelling out the extra bucks to have another cherry thing on my bar. So I got us the cherry hearing, which he recommended. Mike, what do you have?
I have a Luxardo.
So I think what you do is use a little bit less, a teeny bit less Luxardo than they tell you to, and then a teeny bit more grenadine. But that brings us to Jack Dragon Roses Grenadine, which
a staple.
That's all I got, man.
I got to be honest.
That's all you can find.
I've got the fancy stuff that I bought. I've got fancy. I got my sister, who's a food blogger, made me some grenadine from pomegranate. I got that.
Oh, nice.
And then I also have roses, but I got to be honest, like I do love roses and I'm looking at these pictures of Singapore slings on the internet and they're nice and pink. And if I use the fancy grenadines, which are darker, I'm going to have like a brown drink.
Mm. Well, what was the thing he mentioned at the end? The pomegranate molasses?
Yeah, like that seems
that
just
seems
like
the next
like
level.
Like a fancy grenadine, because grenadine is cherry and pomegranate, right?
Yes.
You know what? I was assumed I could find, but didn't. You know, like, I don't know how you say it. De Kuyper? They make like pucker. They make like fruity bullshit, like cheap triple sec. And I just figured...
Yeah, pucker rings a bell.
I figured that you could just find like any sort of dumb fruit flavor as a low proof liqueur.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, grab some of that watermelon, grab some of that cherry, some of that mango.
Is there not pucker cherry?
I haven't seen any. I bet it exists though.
Well, I stole a little nip, not to get too spoily, but I stole a little nip of cherry hearing and I really do like it. And it, just a tip for the slop heads that don't have it. It reminds me a lot of the syrup that is in those fancy Luxardo cherries we love so much. So if you don't have cherry hearing, maybe drizzle a little bit of the jar from your dark cherries and you might get a little bit of the same effect, but then maybe bump up the booze to counteract that.
You know what else I'm seeing online here is Dr. McGillicuddy's cherry liqueur.
Oh, we discussed Dr. McGillicuddy's, yeah.
That was Fireball, right?
The original Fireball from Seagram's, you're right.
Yes. Interesting.
One other point he made, he said that this is one of his favorite tropical drinks as long as you don't put too much pineapple. I'm looking at his IBA. They are calling for a lot of pineapple. Yeah.
And I like pineapple juice. I'm sticking with the IBA here. It's an IBA podcast. I want to start from here and then move on.
Maybe round two, we do little tweaks.
Yeah, then we pop out and get the molasses.
Plus, I don't know if you've heard this, but it's kind of a thing that, pineapple juice can actually make your drink taste good.
Okay. That was a close one. That was a close one.
That was close. We could have gotten blue.
Well, shall we?
Yep.
Yes.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Zazu.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, folks, we want to pump the brakes on this episode and talk about a great podcast called Bizarre Albums from our good, good pal, Tony Thaxton. This is a great one. Tony explores the weird side of music, celebrating and telling the stories behind those strange albums that make you wonder how and why they exist. He does deep dives on albums released by pro athletes, actors, fictional characters, and those albums where musicians or bands just took a crazy, weird left turn. The episodes are short, digestible. They're 15 to 20 minutes, full of pop culture trivia nuggets. You'll hear stories behind albums by Bruce Willis, Shaquille O'Neal, Macho Man Randy Savage, Freddy Krueger, and many, many more. And he even does an episode on Hams Brewing Company. They put an album out in 1965. It's really great. New episodes drop every Tuesday, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tony's got a Patreon that's great. So do yourself a favor, drop everything you're doing right now and go listen to Tony's podcast, Bizarre Albums. It's fantastic. All right, let's see them.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, they got that little foam on the top. I like that.
Hey, nice umbrella there, T.
Thank you. I forgot to get a pineapple garnish, so I had to pull in the big guns.
But I got a Luxardo sitting pretty right up top.
I got a normal cup.
I have no garnish whatsoever.
But Hanford, that's a cool move. You went with a champagne flute, huh?
Yeah, it was my tallest glass on at the ready.
You ever, when I was making this, I had one lime and I was like, perfect, one lime. And then I tried to squeeze it and it was like, it was one of those dry.
Just the husk of a lime.
Lime dust.
It was a little bit on the old side, but not too old, but it was like Chevy Chase carving into the Thanksgiving turkey. It was just like,
That when they are eating the turkey in that scene, I'm always like, oh, that's so gross. That just hits me in a way that's like, oh, yeah.
That was me with the lime, but I just kept squeezing and squeezing, and I eventually got enough juice to make the drink, but oh, I had to finesse it.
Sips?
I think so.
Bottoms up.
Let's do it.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's fucking good.
That's good. You're getting a lot of different flavors in that thing.
I don't know. Honestly, bitters are kind of coming through, which is crazy because there's not a lot of bitters compared to everything else in there.
Yeah.
Maybe some of that Benedictine, too, is that sharp taste right at the end. I do this. It's delicious, but this does feel like a juice bomb, like Jack warned against too much pineapple juice. This feels like this would be hard to stomach, like multiple of these, because it's a lot of vitamin C.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 ounces of juice is a lot. I wish I'd put more lime. I like lime in the drinks.
Didn't the original version not have pineapple at all? It was just like citrus and gin and this other shit?
It was just the regular sling?
Oh, yeah.
The regular gin sling was gin, sugar, and nutmeg, grated nutmeg.
Okay.
You know, Snoop used to drink gin and juice. He actually made a whole song about it.
Mm. He now is more of a smoker, a pot smoker.
That's well, sort of what he really, he's more is. Of a judge on singing contestant shows.
There you go. This is, you know what would be good? I feel like a sort of milkshakey version of this would be really good.
Oh, like a Slurpee version.
Mm-mm.
You mean?
Like something with some cream in it.
Some dairy.
Yeah. Make it sort of a
whipped, like a pina colada.
Cream. Yeah, something. Maybe that is a pina colada. I don't know.
I have that going already because I accidentally spilled a lot of heavy cream into mine as I was mixing it up. So I'm kind of.
Oh, jeez.
I have heavy cream. Maybe from
how did you guys like measuring a quarter ounce of these things? I was like, that's like the very smallest thing I could even measure in my measuring cup.
I didn't love it. And I hope I never have to do it again.
My secret is to just get all the measurements wrong and say, yeah, close enough.
I nailed mine. I was a law-abiding citizen today, and you know, I love it. They did a good job over at IBA.
That's very good. The sling, Singapore sling.
When you when you guys shook it and you poured it, was it 100% froth for a little bit and then you got worried?
It was a lot of froth, but I wasn't very worried.
maybe
I wasn't stressing out about it.
I was excited.
You guys are probably just more casual than them. I noticed that when you shake pineapple, it turns to like completely to a foam and then it settled to just be foam on the top 2 inches.
It's froth. Keep it down in there.
I couldn't get the cap off my shaker. It was like got so cold. I think it like distorted the tin and it couldn't get it off. Still, it's not off. So I had to peel the whole thing off.
My God, it's good.
I am happy with this.
Yes, me too.
I've been made happy on this day.
And for round two, I was like, maybe I won't do as much pineapple juice, but I think they kind of nailed the recipe.
I might just out of curiosity try what Jack said. Maybe I'll go, I would do less pineapple juice and then I'll try with my fancy grenadine to see if that makes things better. But in general, like this is working for me. And, you know, it's like tiki. It's cool that it's gin because I know this is not an official tiki drink. Everybody get off my back about that.
It's not official.
You fuck.
But it is though.
Well, yeah, like
I know it's not official, but like it's juice, it's spice, it's
and I think you actually are right. It's like so Don the Beachcomber. I remember hearing about this because I read a book about him, and then like Beach Bum Barry
right.
is like a guy, like a blogger who talks a lot about tiki stuff, and I do think that Don the Beachcomber went to the Raffles Hotel in Singapore, had this drink, loved it. So then years later, when he was coming up with all of his kooky drinks that he was pulling out of his ass, like the zombie, which this was very zombie-esque, huh? Mixing it up with this many ingredients.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I had to keep going back to the recipe so many times.
But you're right. Like when people are like, it's not official tiki. It's like, well, official tiki is fake, made up Polynesian appropriated drinks. So like, I'm sorry, it's not real fake.
It's like when people get upset about the Star Wars universe.
Right, exactly. And he was basing his new drinks off of drinks like this that he loved. And then he put this one on the menu as well. So yeah, it counts as tiki. I bet he would kill to have invented the Singapore sling. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is the first drink I've had with Luxardo that doesn't taste like an ashtray.
Here we go.
You know, I took a little sip of that Dom Benedictine, and I didn't like it on its own, but it would be, maybe a little more in this would be good. I could use a little, a little pincher.
So Dom Benedictine reminds me of Dr. Benedicto, but hopefully we're not going to be hearing from them anytime soon.
No. Hopefully we never hear from those two ever again.
You can keep them straight by just knowing like Dr. Benedicto hangs out with Lil Thrilla and produces bad music we don't like and we sometimes play here.
Bad pop music.
Shit. Rot me, yeah.
But I guess my question is, Dom Benedictine, I didn't try a sip as I was going. Is that just another star anise bottle that I got to buy?
I was ready to smash my bottle in anger, but it wasn't too licorice-y. It reminded me of chartreuse. And actually, I think that it is another one made by monks. Benedictine is French, maybe made by Benedictine monks. Very chartreusian in flavor.
Ooh, quite chartreusian.
It's got a cool red stamp on it, like one of those wax stamps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a maker's mark.
Yeah.
There's not too many flavors out there, I guess, because if you're not going to be full-on black licorice, there's this other taste a lot of them have that's just like sweet and kind of like floral. I looked it up and it said it's like made from 27 flowers and herbs. And my brain can't calculate that. You have to give me something. You got to say like, hey, Campari is...
It's like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and I guess with Dr. Pepper, I don't remember not having Dr. Pepper. So to me, I grew up with it as a flavor. But with these liqueurs, it helps me so much when you say like Campari or Aperol when you're like, it's mainly orange peels and rhubarb, but then there's also 300 other little things. If you don't tell me what the main thing is, I don't know what to make of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Jack was talking, when he was talking about maraschino, he was saying maraschino.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that word? Has everyone just been saying it wrong forever?
That's not how I say it, but I say it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. How's it spelled?
Is it possible that people pronounce it one way for liqueurs and another way for cherries? That would be maddening.
Interesting.
It's probably just a place in Italy that's called Maraschino. But I'm you know, I made it 37 years saying Schino. I'm not going to switch now.
Yeah, you know, it's like Los Feliz, Los Feliz.
Yeah.
We all know where you're going.
Damn, it's good.
Now, did you guys happen to record yourself while you were making this drink?
Just now?
No.
Just now?
No.
So I actually did. I said I accidentally had my voice memo app open and on.
Oh my God. This sounds embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. It's just you'll see what happened.
Sorry, it's not embarrassing.
But you'll hear what happened. It's a podcast, dude. This afternoon, I went to, of all things, a Trogs concert. You know who the Trogs are from the 60s?
Yeah, yes, what's their song?
I do. Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Yeah. I went to a concert of theirs this afternoon. Free concert in the park, socially distanced.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought to myself, why not? I got the afternoon off.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What am I doing? I'll go down and check out the Trogs. They're doing some sort of revival reunion thing. And I must have had the damn song in my head because this is what happened. This is my voice memo.
You must have, Mike.
As I was making the thing.
Wild Sling.
Okay.
Yes, I want that thing.
Uh-huh. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's from Singapore, the country. Oh, Wild Sling.
Singapore Sling, I think I'll make you.
Oh boy, sensual.
So I'm gonna do some pours.
Oh shit, I missed the glass. It's all over the floor.
Oh, nasty.
Oh jeez. God, it's all over the place and it's so sticky. Perfect.
Yes, perfect.
Light up the egg.
Oh, man! It's in the dustpan.
Oh, no.
I think that I am gonna drink from the dustpan. Oh man.
Major barf emoji.
Oh.
Can you believe it? I drank out of the dust.
Yeah,
pan.
Major barf emoji.
Yeah, major barf. Well, that's people say that all the
they
time.
They do.
See, Mike, you're never going to shake this reputation of screwing up the drinks if you drink out of the dustpan.
I know. Well, I luckily had time. You guys were taking a little longer, so I made mine quickly. Another one very quickly, and I'm happy with this
champagne glass. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the dustpan one was awful. Literally awful.
I got to say, I do think, having heard that file you just played us from your voice memo app, definitely agree. I do think that what happened was after the Trogs concert, you had that song in your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I sort of, that sounded a lot like that song.
Very similar, very similar to Wild.
And they played that at the concert. It was the encore. That was the last thing I heard before I left.
If they had opened with it, you probably would have forgotten all about it. But when it's the closer, that's going to stick in your head.
That's why they do that, huh?
It's an adventure.
That's why Smash Mouth plays All Star last. So you go home and you're like, I got it in my head.
You go home and
again.
You sing it. When your mom's like, well, how was the concert? And you're like, somebody once told me the one. And they said, oh, it was great. They played that last.
That's also why Smash Mouth plays that song at a fair and everyone's throwing food at them and then they get mad and have a meltdown on YouTube.
And they threaten not to play All-Star.
God.
What's the story behind that? Why were people throwing it?
Were they throwing bread or something funny?
Or like water bottles. He got hit with like a water bottle or something and he was like, if you don't stop, we're not playing All-Star. And then they started playing it anyway and he like sang it mad.
Yeah. Oh, he's like stomping around the stage like angrily. Oh, somebody once told me.
I chalk that up to like they just had a bad day because otherwise Smash Mouth has been very cool and well adjusted.
They might as well be walking on the sun for all I care, my God.
Ooh, Mike, you downed it.
This is done as a full success for me.
Hey, a true sling, huh? The way you sucked that down.
Yeah, I really slinged it back.
I'm impressed. I'm having trouble getting through. I want to make a second round to do some tweakage, but I'm having trouble getting through this much juice. It's kind of
the juice is loose.
You're drinking from a straw. Maybe you got to ditch the straw and do some gulps.
I'm going to ditch the straw.
You guys both have some cool hurricane glasses there.
That's worse. Now I'm getting the froth on top and that's bubbling me up. Oh, boy, Mike.
I think I'm a juice man. This stuff agrees with me.
I can't have too much
I will
juice.
Say, though, having just like drank the whole thing, it's very like my lips are kind of like pursing together because it's so
we noticed they're going
sugary.
I'm doing the duck lip. I'm doing my usual selfie face. Duck lips.
Yeah, we saw.
I thought is Mike doing a selfie in the
I'm doing my Kendall Jenner look.
Ugh.
Well, should we do a round tour?
Yeah, I'm gonna discard.
Tim.
I'm gonna pour this out into a side cup for drinking later on my own time. But I want to make one with less pineapple and fancy grenadine to see what cocktail expert Jack Schramm thinks.
Yeah, I was gonna say you better donate that to Jessica or something.
I'm gonna bring it down to Goodwill.
Yeah, do it.
Jessica Rabbit, Jeff, she's a toon. How would she even? Ugh, we'll get into that later. All right, round two.
Folks, we'll be right back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back! And we're back.
We're back. And we're better than ever.
What'd you guys do differently?
I put heavy cream in mine and made sort of a Pepto-Bismol looking thing.
You sure did. Look at it. Oh, boy. Take some pics. Yeah.
I should take a picture of this.
Looks like a Fribble at a Friendly's Fribble.
Yeah.
It looks thick.
Well, what did you guys do?
I did half as much pineapple juice. I basically did a little more than 2 ounces.
Mm. Me too. I did exactly that, half as much pineapple, but then I also switched to fancy grenadine for this round.
Ooh.
I'm taking Jack Schramm's advice right now.
Oh, good.
Great. Here we go. Ooh. Spicier. Getting a little more of that Benedictine and Angostura.
A little more Benedicto and a little Thriller, baby.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
Also great. Yeah. Oh, how's that, Mike?
Good. It's way too, there's like a weird foam on the top that's tough to cut through, but yeah, let me take a picture of this before I finish it all. God damn.
Wow. This could be a little successful innovation on your part, Mike.
Yeah. Mike's test kitchen.
Yes, you're not such a fool after all. The joke's on us. Mine's great. I liked the first one, but I like this a lot better because, yeah, I'm getting the spicy liqueurs and it tastes fancier and the gin is coming through and the other one just had too much juice. But this is still pretty juicy. It's not like this is not juicy. Mm-hmm. But now we're getting into zombie territory where I'm saying, oh, a bunch of weird shit going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. Drink too many of these, you get yourself drunk.
Yeah.
Well, what do we think? I mean, how are we ranking these guys?
I mean, it's an order again.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to leave it at that. I feel like I should celebrate this drink more.
I'll tell you why it deserves to be celebrated. It's a gin drink at a tiki bar. That's fun. And
yeah,
that is fun.
It's unique. There's so much rummy, and I love all that rum shit, but this is a nice break from the rum at a tiki bar. And I would say I love this and I would order it again, but I would specifically not say second round. Sometimes we say second round. I can't have two of these in a night. Too juicy.
That's a good point.
If I drink too much juice, I got a sweaty sleep. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
Juice does it.
Well, a lot of things do it.
Yeah, it's the sugar.
A high temperature will do it. Like if I try to sleep in a sauna.
Sure.
Yeah. Another thing is if I'm in bed and then like something's making me really nervous, like if the NASDAQ plunges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get sweaty in my sleep if I'm like playing a game of basketball while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Hard, like playing my guts out.
Or if I go to sleep and I'm wearing like thick fleeces head to toe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm sleeping on a grill.
It's great.
I think it's order agains all around. In a way, I get it. We're not going to drink too many of these at once, but
I'm going to have this one and I'm probably going to make another one tonight because I got all the stuff out.
Mm.
This is good. Report
so
back.
Three.
Let us know how you slept because I'll be very impressed with you if you can take down like 8 ounces of pineapple juice and sleep well.
Sure.
Bone dry.
I could do it in the morning. But not late night.
You know what? This takes me back to, what's that bar in San Francisco? Like the Tonga Hut? Tonga Room?
Tonga Room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tonga Room. Tonga Hut is up in Burbank, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place too.
The Tonga Room. They make those strong ass tiki drinks.
Yeah, baby. And they got the rain falling from the ceiling. They got the Calypso band floating on the pool.
Oh, yeah.
I got it all.
The rain thing is really cool.
We should tell them, what's the name of the hotel that is in?
Fairmont.
Okay, the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. They took the old pool area. They put a damn boat in it with a drum set and amps. And so bands play in the pool, and all the dining setup is around the pool. And there's a dance floor and a bar that serves tiki drinks. Folks, you got to check it out.
Yeah. And it rains every once in a while just in the pool.
Just
area.
In the pool. Like, they'll do a little. Cool.
Go there, order yourself a Singapore sling.
They got drinks that they serve in pineapples. They got fun Polynesian appetizers. But with all the fun stuff going on, you know, it's what I associate that place with. You know, let's say you're like on some street and you're listening to a certain song or a podcast or something, and then you like associate it with that place.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The Tonga Room is one of my favorite places on earth, and I've had so much fun there. But the last time that two times ago, we were there one time, and we Googled James Gandolfini's age. Like I was talking to Mitch about Sopranos, and we were like, how old was James Gandolfini when he
started Sopranos?
When he started, when he shot the pilot, and we were 36.
My guess is you would be 55 years old.
Hey, that's good, Mike.
Yeah, you've been working on that.
It improved since the last time I heard the impression.
Yeah. You don't have to try so hard. That's what my...
Yeah, you got yourself too worked up before.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Sorry, Tim.
Moment, I think I was 35, Mitch was 36, and then we Googled it, and we were like hoping that he was in his 40s, and he was 36. And we were like, fuck.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? And
yeah, I shot that show when I was a young man.
It was a young man.
That's pretty good.
It's just funny because you have a lot of those, you know, when you're young, you have that thing of like, I can't believe I'm older than this person and that person, but they're young, cool people. It's very funny to get to the age where I'm like, I'm older than that fat sack of shit.
Yeah. Well, how old is Homer Simpson canonically? He's like 35 or something.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe even younger.
But Tony Soprano is the greatest character ever, and it's expertly played. And then when I rewatched the pilot, I did think he looked kind of young. If you're balding, it throws off the age range. You can't really tell, you know?
Have you finished yet, Jeff?
No. I've slowed down since.
Have you paused it?
I'm still mid season two. But when I started I torched through the first season in like a week.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't get enough of these guys.
Was that an audio drop was that a recording from the show just now?
What are my prescriptions?
Always, that's the same line you brought up last time.
Yeah, that keeps coming up.
It's because you haven't seen the show, but you saw one line.
I've seen some of the show.
When people do impressions, they will have a couple like keywords or a phrase that use to like, it hits all the right beats of,
Yeah,
it has all the little eccentricities that get them into the character. Yours is the yours is the prescriptions line. That's
prescriptions.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, we've been doing this episode a long time.
Yeah, it's a longie.
Yow.
Well, what's your final thoughts on the Tony Soprano? a little off track here.
I think it could use a little more work.
Carmen. Carmella was her name, right?
Yeah, Carmella.
I know her as Nurse Jackie, and that's the only character I care about.
Well, it's definitely one of the best, huh? I think it's, you know, we tried to set up like what's the Hall of Fame around here, and we didn't really come up with something, did we?
I thought
no,
you did have one. It was like Stone Cold Steve Austin or something.
Oh yeah, it was the Stone Cold. It was a Stone Cold classic,
Sloppy Boys Stone Cold classic.
You're going to put the... You think this is as
we're
good
doing
as
two
a,
Stone Cold...
Two Stone Cold classics in a row?
Well, it's just now, it's like, now we know what Stone Cold classic is. Now everything's going to be Stone Cold classic.
Every week, yep. Another Stone Cold classic.
Next week, we'll do a shitty one, and we won't be Stone Cold.
Now, but we invented that... that ranking was for the margarita, which is an all-time classic. You're telling me you're putting the Singapore Sling up with a Margo?
Right now I am.
I think he's drunk, and I think he's talking like a fool.
I think the Singapore Sling is talking, and he's saying, put me on the list.
Hey, mention me to your friends.
And, you know, I think a lot of these drinks are going to be doing that.
And don't forget the prescriptions.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got a six pack of Bud Light over here. I think we should put on that list too.
I'm not drinking anything unless it is first put on the Stone Cold Classic list.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. We just talked about Josie and the Pussycats and had ourselves a blast.
A time.
Thanks for listening, folks.
See you next week.
See you in Singapore.
Where's Anthony?
Hey, do people like when you do this sound with your straw?
Well, if I speak for the people, then yes.
If there are any Foley artists listening that might need some walrus sounds, you can use this for your movie.
Yeah, and if you're also interested in some walrus body types, I'm not going to finish that thought.
We should have ended this a while ago. Walrus body types, Mike. Who would be looking for
it's
that?
The Singapore Sling talking. I don't mean that. Tim, you look better than I've ever seen you before.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
All right, folks.
Whoa, see ya, folks.
You've had enough. We've had enough.
We've had enough of ourselves.
We're cutting you off. Goodbye.